Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
John, I blame you.
Blame me for
these results.
The passion of our fans, our listeners, the fact that they are voting with what they feel.
John, you're a very persuasive individual. You are egging these guys on, and girls, and they are voting me as the person second most to blame for the Tiger collapse, and quickly approaching Scott Harris levels of blame in our poll question.
Yeah, Scott Harris is at 42%. You're at 30%. The players are only at 26%.
Yeah, the guys with the bats and the gloves, I'm more to blame than them. Mm-hmm. And then A.J. Hinch, the guy who sets the lineup, has 1.8% of the blame. Well, a teeny tiny slice, little sliver.
Yeah. I think it's awesome.
I know you do. You're proud of this.
I am.
You'll stop at nothing to have me win this stupid poll question.
Well, it goes back to the July 4th vacation that I took.
You're off celebrating America.
And you are back here burying with, well, I mean, what was there, 60 games left?
Yeah, I had a shovel, and I declared it over.
And then and Stoney hopped on the bandwagon.
Stoney can't help himself.
No.
He's been known to have a burial.
I wish I had been here to just...
No, don't let yourself...
Be a sense of reason for you. You probably would have done it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I...
Yeah.
I can't be helped. Gov, a week later, jumped on board. And you too, John. You, Mr. Discipline.
Yeah.
You also declared this over.
Well, I felt like they had all the best opportunities to win the division, which they did.
We have phone calls to get to on the Tigers. And they've been there all morning, and people feel a certain type of way. We've been playing the blame game. The other thing we should mix in here, and we'll kind of go back and forth... Let's not lose sight of tonight's a big game for the Lions, right?
It's a huge game for the Lions.
What's at stake and what do you expect? We'll start mixing in some Lions reaction too. 248-539-9797. John, set the tone.
Well, the most obvious is of what's at stake is a share of the division lead because of what happened with the Browns and the Pack yesterday. They lost a game, and now you get a chance to, you know, go back in there and say, hey, we are going to be at the same level as the Minnesota Vikings, who are playing with Carson Wentz, have no idea what they're going to do at that position when JJ's healthy. But Green Bay, who we all knew, they're a good team. Right? This conversation has nothing to do whether Green Bay is good or bad or if the Lions are better, but they have opened the door for you to keep pace with them. They only play against Green Bay one more time, and both teams are going to play against good opponents. Both teams are going to have more losses than just Packers yesterday against the Browns or Detroit against Green Bay. It's going to happen again, but they have an opportunity to keep pace with Minnesota and Green Bay tonight.
If they lose, I don't think people are going to freak out, and you shouldn't freak out.
Depending on how they lose.
Fair. Okay, if they get bombed,
That's a different matter.
But if they go out and play a competitive game on the road in Baltimore and lose, they don't have Aleem McNeil. It's still a young offensive line on the road. They're not going to be judged. This isn't defining. But I also think it cuts the other way, too. If they win, it doesn't suddenly make them a Super Bowl team either.
No, but it does more to even the tables of what do we think this team is? The team against Green Bay or the team against Chicago?
That's a good point. It would be encouraging.
Yeah, it will even the tables a little bit more because they go on the road to a team that last time they faced, now,
Years ago. Vastly different
team. Vastly different organization, at least for the Lions.
Well, and for them too, they added Derrick Henry.
Yes, but they've always been an organization that is their pursuit of excellence. They haven't won a Super Bowl in a while, but they have had a two-time MVP. They have
had home field in the
very
AFC
good
playoffs.
Defenses, blah, 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 right? They draft well.
They're a model organization.
Right. And so now you go there and you get a win, and now everybody says, I think it'll be interesting to watch the lines on Super Bowl favorites. Because we did that after the Green Bay game. All of a sudden, their odds plummet. Now all of a sudden, you go to Baltimore and you get a win. The odds are going to do the opposite. They're going to shoot through the roof.
Oh, look! It'd be a big time momentum swing for the Lions to go in there, validate themselves, add some credibility. 2-1. Here we go. Right back on the tracks.
And here are the other things that are at stake. If you go to Baltimore and get a win, O-line, are we starting to talk about them? Again, it all depends on how they do it, but you're going to have a good performance by the offensive line to protect Jared Goff if they're going to throw the ball downfield or run the ball if you're going to sit there and look, hey, the 1-2 punch of Sonic and Knuckles is back. It's all part of this equation, and is that issue resolved? Are they going to jump from maybe a 13, 14, 15 offensive line to 7 or 8.
Could be a top 10 unit. You can start talking about them that way. Again, it's going to depend how it goes tonight. You can section it off. Offensively, you know, I thought that the Bears game was who they are. That looked like who they had been for the year prior. It looked like who they were with Ben Johnson. Don't need Ben Johnson. You can reinforce that tonight. And I expect them to score a bunch on Baltimore. I think it could be a shootout. The problem is Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson present a lot of problems for a team that's going to be without Marcus Davenport already, thin on the edges. And the Lions' defense, I think, still has some questions. They're going to need some takeaways. And in a shootout, that just might be enough to get it done. My expectation is that they don't win tonight. You know, we did our picks on Friday.
Right.
I'm going to stick with Baltimore.
I think it's a safe bet. Yeah, we're all making the safe bet in that. And we're picking somewhat reputation on the road, Monday night, all of these different things. Baltimore, just facing Baltimore in itself, it's been one of those opponents that the Lions haven't been able to overcome. So there's a lot that can be gained tonight. And some of it is this an opportunity for Tyreek Williams?
It is.
To really make a name for himself in regards to being able to stop the run. Derrick Henry is as good a running back as you're going to find in the NFL. Now, maybe he's not what he was 5 years ago. Maybe he's not Saquon Barkley today, but
he still ran for like 1,900 yards a year ago, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's a problem.
He's a big problem.
All right, so we have the Lions there for you guys too. Tigers Talk, 248-539-9797. Let's get to Keith in Oxford. Keith, good morning.
Hey, morning. I disagree with your thoughts about ownership, and I say that for a couple of reasons. One, if you look at the owner, he owns two teams that are doing the exact same thing at the trade deadline and before the season. They're trading and getting and acquiring has-been players or players that never will be. And that's a fact. So that's on Elitch. He won't open up the purse strings. Number two, when it comes to the Tigers and this season, winners want to go someplace when the trade deadline is there. So none of those players probably turned down anything. We just didn't offer what we needed to get them. That's just my opinion of the whole thing.
Well, you're right about that point. I mean, go back to Bregman. He gave a counter offer in the offseason. They didn't want to match it. They didn't like the terms. They lose out on Bregman. You get to the deadline, they made phone calls. We know that. They didn't like the terms. They didn't pull the trigger. They don't get the players. And now you're left looking at September wondering, do we have enough talent to actually get over the hump and finish this thing out and avoid a collapse? And more questions than answers.
There are.
I want to point out, so he brought up Illich and the fact that he owns both teams. The Red Wings, like I think Steve Yzerman is doing this of his own volition.
Yeah.
Like his belief is we're not good enough to buy. You can't say the same about the Tigers.
Well, and it's apples to oranges because you're talking about one sport that has a salary cap,
right,
and one that doesn't. And if they hadn't tried or put their best foot forward to get Alex Bregman before the season, and that, I think, is a huge indicator that Ilitch was ready to say, let's go for it.
To a certain dollar.
To a certain dollar, yeah. But now, at the trade deadline, like, they did nothing to help this team.
And that's a purely Harris decision. The deadline's it about is. The GM. The salary...
But I still think the majority of the blame lands on the player's shoulders, should land on the player's shoulders.
And that's fine that... Look, you can cut it up however you want. We've been doing it all morning. My point would just be, at the trade deadline for both the hockey and the baseball teams, ownership is not forced to spend a ridiculous amount of money if you add. You're getting prorated, half season, third of a season left to go, right? Giving up prospects and draft picks cost ownership nothing. Like, it's not an ownership question at that level. If you have issues with Chris Ilitch, like, okay. But I think this is one area where we have to look at the head decision makers of each team. Yzerman didn't feel like they were good enough to add. Harris felt like they didn't need to add. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Zach and Cadillac. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, if Scott Harris doesn't want to make a trade and he wants these young kids to play, let them play.
What do you mean?
Bring up McGonagall, bring up Clark, bring up all these young kids. They're talking experience. They don't want to be good for a couple years. Let's give these kids a taste of the majors, even though we know they're not ready, but they got to be better than what we're watching.
You're basically saying call Scott Harris's bluff.
Yeah, pretty much, because I know he's done it with the Cubs, but he hasn't impressed me since he came over, not one bit, especially our bullpen.
Yeah, they've really tried to lean on the fact that Fetter's like a magician, and they haven't offered him real solutions, and eventually it's going to blow up in your face. And again, since the deadline, team ERA, 22nd in all of baseball. Was a strength, now an issue.
Well, and then you pair that with bats that have gone absolutely dead. It's not a winning formula.
Yeah, I have the month of September for the bats, John. And it's 22nd in runs scored, 23rd in home runs, 23rd in batting average, 22nd in OPS.
Bottom None third of those baseball. Numbers scream playoffs.
None. That's how you find yourself in this spot. I'm not putting it all on Harris, to be clear. Like, the player's got to play. Players shouldn't blow a record lead. But the fact that they don't have better options for AJ, the fact that there aren't better answers when guys have issues and struggle, that's a Scott Harris problem. Phone calls, ticket texts. We got the Lions in the mix. Tiger blame game. It's 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch. Well, let's just say football. It's not been a great viewing for baseball, but it's at Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. You catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. And it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircleLasVegas.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lost every game in the 6-game homestand. Still have a 1-game lead. For how long? Who the hell knows? It's been brutal. Ticket Texture says, if you would have told me September 10th that this was going to happen, I would have thought you were crazy. We blew out the Yankees 11-1 and we're riding high. Back-to-back good starts from Flaherty and Mize. This is the craziest sports nightmare of my 45 years. Nothing compares, and I want to wake up. Playing the blame game. Plenty to go around. Pete and Warren, good morning.
Man, that ticket texter is in just a nightmare, man. Wow. Hi, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, listen, what I wanted to, you know, yeah, you hear the blame the players, blame Harris, some people blaming AJ. Nobody to me, and then a couple callers ago kind of took my thunder to mention Chris Illich. And the reason why I say that, guys, is you guys had talked about how they put Band-Aids on this at the trade deadline. Okay, now I'm assuming if you go after a player that's somewhat good or whatever, they're under contract, you have to assume their contract.
Yes.
Well, maybe that's what Chris Illich told Harris. Hey, look, dude, put all the Band-Aids you want, but don't spend over any money because this is where we're capping our limit this year. I mean, is that a possibility?
Look,
I can't
tell you he didn't do it because I don't know. No. I just know in the offseason they had greenlit another, what, $28 million to be spent on Bregman.
Right.
Wasn't enough, wasn't formatted the right way, but they were willing to put that much more on the payroll for the current season. Nobody they were going to acquire at the deadline was going to impact payroll as much as the Bregman offer would have.
And in the conversations that we don't know, if you want to blame ownership, it's you point more towards the hockey side of things because it becomes about accountability.
Yeah.
How long do you get? What are the conversations after the season to say, okay, this next year, it's this result or else?
Yeah, I wish Chris Illich was pulling a Carly Irsay, like that dialed in level of detail and applying more pressure specifically on the hockey side of things.
Right, and so I don't know that it'll be interesting to see what the level of accountability is for players or coaches or front office staff, if they do end up missing the playoffs, what are the penalties for losing a 14-game lead or a 15.5-game lead against the team that would ultimately win the division?
I don't think anyone's getting fired. Like, but what would the edict be in the offseason?
Right. Yeah. So it is, hey, you were in the playoffs a year ago. Seemed a little bit like a miracle. Now you aren't in the playoffs. And it seems like a tragedy. What's the mandate for next year and moving forward? Is it simply what you better be right or else you're gone? Like you better be right on Max Clark and all of the guys that you're looking at going McGonagall. He better be a major contributor.
This is where you bleed over to hockey because what had happened would be Clark's not coming up next year, I don't think.
No.
So let's call it debut in 27. Predictably, he will hit some hiccups and struggle. That first year is kind of a wash. 28, you're starting to hope that he's solidifying himself as a bona fide dude. That's years away. And that's kind of what I've run into with hockey is when I complain, people go, well, it takes a long time. It's going to take a long time for Clark and McGonagall. You can't be overly critical. You can't give up on them early. It takes time. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, it's been 7 years in the case of Yzerman or 10 years without the playoffs. And it happens because you just keep allowing it because there isn't accountability or urgency.
Well, the last year the Tigers competed was 2016, right? They went down to Atlanta with a shot to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, they had a winning record in 2016.
27 is the 10 years that Yzerman's getting. Yeah.
again, I'll go back to it. I would hope that Harris is scarred from this deadline, that he is a changed man after this deadline, that he does not allow himself to be this cowardly at future deadlines when they're in contention.
So Twitter poll update, you're now above 30%. Harris is 41 in terms of the blame.
So I did the
I will
math
say that
it.
Somebody brought this up on text. I want to take the credit, but you know, the Tigers free fall in your proclamation, the disco last year, Red Wings going to games. They don't do well when you go.
I had a winning record last year.
How's Clemson factor into this? Data.
If it happens enough, there's got to be some facts behind it. So just in case of anyone who says was wondering what I did the math on, the percentages right now out of 1,028 votes, Scott Harris leads it with the percentage of 41.2%, but that's 424 votes. Jim Costa is coming in second right now with 30.8%, and that is 317 votes. So you have a cushion between one and two.
Thanks, Poindexter.
Players, 270 votes. Well, okay, the math is not hard to do.
You take sick joy in this. Tom, what's the answer? Don't believe in anything ever again. That's how I'm going to live
the
rest of
my
life.
I mean, I thought you were pretty safe. I went with you, too. Just a week later, I wasn't first. First one always gets the...
Hand on my heart, I did not see the largest collapse in Tigers baseball happening this year.
This is what needs to happen. Everybody wants you just to say, oh, bury the Tigers. It's got to be from the heart. We've always said this. It's got to be directly from the heart. We need Scooble to get clocked tomorrow night. The division's tied. And then Costa comes in here emotionally like wrecked the next morning and says, this is done. I'm burying them. It's over. Just like then maybe it will work.
I did see someone from the fan base hired a witch over the weekend.
Oh, the same witch?
It didn't help. We're running out of options, guys. Let's get to Heather with the news.
So this is a pretty cool story. A Michigan teen is making history, becoming the first woman eligible to be drafted into the new Women's Professional Baseball League.
Oh, wow.
Okay. How cool is this? So the league will be the first of its kind in over 70 years. It's going to debut in 2026. And of the 600 women worldwide who attended tryouts in August, only 150 were selected to be eligible for the upcoming draft, and only one Michigan player made the cut. 19-year-old Bella Villarreal has been playing baseball, not softball, since she was 4 years old. It sounds like it was her dad that got her into it, that they just played baseball out in the yard. They played catch with the baseball, and it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, League of Their Own Part 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wonder who's going to play Marla Hooch.
Anyway, Jordan Hudson, you guys, she made an appearance on the sidelines ahead of Bill Belichick and the University of North Carolina's game on Saturday. And while, you know, her being there is nothing new, right? She's kind of inserted herself into that scene. It was her outfit this time that turned heads. So she wore this like off the shoulders top, a snake print mini skirt, and some white knee high-heeled boots. And it left some people stunned, apparently, and asking if the look was appropriate or if the attire was appropriate for a game. I was...
What? I should note that Carolina lost by 25.
Incredible. I didn't know we had that. I need that on the board. No, I didn't see how Jordan Hudson looked, but I did see Central Florida, UCF, after the game, trolling Belichick.
Oh, yes.
The yoga.
Posting the photo from the beach with their mascot and a W.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They had some fun at his expense.
Yeah.
As you would expect.
That's funny. I think I was expecting something different from her outfit. I feel like nowadays you wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
And I wasn't that. She looks great.
The only issue is her on the sidelines,
which is completely different than what she's wearing. Sure.
So you're saying being on the sideline.
Yeah, being on the sideline.
She could be wearing anything and you'd have an issue with her being on the sideline.
Yeah. Sometimes your defensive coordinator's on the field. Like that happens.
Oh, or it is her outfit.
It's both. It's her outfit on the sideline.
Oh, I see. On Wednesday, a panel of U.S. House lawmakers approved a bill that would require all cars sold in the U.S. to be able to play AM radio broadcasts. So supporters of this measure argue that requiring vehicles to have AM radio will help ensure that the public has access to information specifically during emergencies, right? Like a natural disaster. So this bill directs the U.S. Department of Transportation to, within a year, issue a rule requiring automakers to offer AM radio in their new vehicles at no additional cost for 8 years.
Okay.
I have no issue with, like, I feel like cars, why not have AM radio?
You should.
Yes.
You're torn on this?
When was the last time you guys listened to an AM station?
Sometimes I actually do. I have one programmed, and I listen on the way in. Sometimes if there's some sort of news that
WWJ, yeah. Right? Sometimes I'll the sports tune in games on my get kicked to like the second, especially with how busy we are around here. Sometimes like a hockey game or a baseball game gets kicked for football. And
yeah.
But we're also lucky here. We don't have a whole lot of natural disasters, in, you know, like
right.
Where we yes.
Hurricanes,
need to rely
earthquakes.
On the AM. Right.
Yeah.
But people in other states do deal
it can
with
be
that.
A lifeline.
Yeah, for sure.
You can listen to the Red Wings tomorrow night on a WWJ.
Preseason hockey, baby. There
Look
you go.
At that.
I'll ask that question on Wednesday morning. What's the last time you listened to AM radio? No.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, Overreact Jim's from the weekend, 97.1.
Hey, Lions fans. Heather here to tell you Verizon is helping you get your gear game ready. Now through September 30th, visit a participating Detroit Verizon store and you can score big. Choose an accessory for your phone, tablet, or gaming device worth up to $70 on us with a new phone purchase on select My Plan activations. Think of it, a new phone case, an extra long charging cable, or a portable battery pack to keep you powered up all game day long. Make your move now and switch to the number one network in Detroit. Visit your local Verizon store today. Only on Verizon, the official 5G network of the Detroit Lions. Accessory offer while supplies last to first customers during promo period. One gift per purchase per account. Apple accessories ineligible. See store for additional terms and details based on Root Metrics Detroit Root Score Report 1H2025. Tested with best commercially available smartphones on 3 national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. Root Metrics rankings are not an endorsement of Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Same. Good morning, 97-1. Talking Tigers, blame game, 248-539-9797. They are up a game with a week to go. Six games left in the season. And I can't do like the phony, hey, well, rather be here than the other side of things. I'd rather be playing better baseball, because if they don't play better baseball, John, they're going to miss the playoffs entirely.
Yeah, I mean, so the facts are they have a one-game lead, and that's eroded away from 14 over the Royals, 15 and a half at one point over the Guardians. Now it's one. They have six games left. Three of those happen to be against the Guardians.
And two of the games down the stretch are going to feature Tarek Skubal.
Right, and if you're going to go into the postseason and you're going to say, okay, well, who's the number two? If it's Jack Flaherty or if it's Casey Mize, flip a coin. You have a chance. This is a playoff series. You win, you're in. And it is Tarek Skubal, Flaherty, and they have yet to say who's going to pitch the third game. I'm guessing Mize?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it seems to be the way the numbers work out. So if that's what you're going into the playoffs with and you want to win in the postseason, you have a chance to earn it now. And if you don't, then you don't deserve it.
It's well said. You know who won't pitch? Charlie Morton.
No.
DFA'd over the weekend. For all the hype, hey, maybe he can be Kenny Rogers, and there's still a little bit left. He had an ERA of 7,
yep,
and they had to wave the white flag and release him outright. Chris Paddock was the other starter they added. He's been relegated to the bullpen. His ERA is over 6. You just start looking at the guys they added at the trade deadline, and we can get into who they didn't add, right? Moves we wish they would have made. Yep. How about the moves they just did make and weren't very good? Like, John, they've gotten worse. Forget about better. These moves made the team worse. 248-539-9797. That's why I put the most of it on Scott Harris. And it's not all on him. The player's got to execute, right? You could make an AJ issue out of a decision here or there. Overwhelmingly, this is Scott Harris's fault. He talked about being haunted by a move. You know, if they made a move, it would have haunted this franchise. This is more haunting. The largest franchise collapse is more haunting than giving up Max Anderson.
Yes. In the short term. In the here and now. Because we have no idea what Max Anderson is going to be. But that's where Scott Harris has hitched his wagon. That's where Scott Harris has put all of his eggs in 27 and 28. And so as we're sitting here right now, if you're not going to make the postseason now, you're not going to make those moves, then in 27 and 28, the expectation is that you're favorite going into the postseason, that you're favorites to be in the World Series. And I'm not going to say favorites to win the World Series, because you still have teams in the National League and you got some in the American League that are just going to spend more than you. Those are the facts.
And I use Max Anderson, not that like there's a report that he could have landed them all the wonders of the world, but he ranked right around the same spot in the Tigers organization as the centerpiece in the Suarez deal, the centerpiece in the Naylor deal, the centerpiece in the Bednar deal. Like, that was a comparable piece that was moved in other organizations. And if Harris had to give up just a little more, it wouldn't be mortgaging the future. It would be trying to win.
Well, okay, so at the trade deadline, we're going to use Tiger names, but let's just say, did anyone give up a McGonagall-like player?
Didn't the Padres?
The Padres made the move for Mason Miller, where they gave up a top 100 prospect.
Okay,
the
top 100.
The only one, well, he was, I think he might have been top 25. But that was like, you're getting, how many years of control of Mason Miller?
Four.
It was like 4 years of control for one of the best closers in baseball.
But we're talking about, my point is, McGonagall is, depending on where you look, he is top 3 mm-hmm. in baseball. Max Clark, top 10 in baseball. everything after that, especially if you've got a C behind your name and it's not for captain, it's Briseño or Lorenzo, who are top, is number three in the Tigers organization. Lorenzo is number five in the organization. If you believe that Dylan Dingler is your guy moving forward, and I believe that, I don't know if there's anybody that doesn't believe that, then those are guys that you would think are somewhat expendable.
Ticket Texter says the Tigers did exactly what the Orioles did last year, and it's getting served to them the same way. The old saying, it takes money to make money. Well, it's the same in baseball. It takes players to get players. They screwed up. Tigers fan here. I don't care at all. I've been fully expecting this since July. The front office knew where this team was, way overperforming, and decided there weren't enough players available at the deadline to put them over the top. Smart move, in my opinion. Would have required bullpen, hitting, and starting pitching overhauls. Just too much. They're the 2024 Minnesota Vikings. Everybody knew they weren't real contenders.
The Vikings made the playoffs. I mean, to me, that's where you owe the team something at the deadline. You have a GM now who I would say had a pretty bad first deadline in terms of being a seller. And he's had a pretty bad first deadline being a buyer. I think we all agree last year we're neutral kind on what happened.
Sure.
I mean, look, they got something for Flaherty, and who knows if it would have worked out if Flaherty was here. So, mm-hmm. I mean, to me, though, certainly Scott Harris is number one to blame, but you got to look at the players. Like, I have a major problem with what Will Vest did Saturday. He let the entire team down. They were going to win that game. AJ, one of the quotes from yesterday is like, we're just trying to find a win. You found it on Saturday, and then Vest blew it. I mean, he's been terrible in September. He's given up 14 hits and seven innings pitched. That's just awful. Six runs. Like, that's not...
And I think what kills him, too, is, like, Torque gave them the comeback, right? McKinstry hit a homer, and then Torque hit a homer, and it felt like, okay, if there's going to be a moment, this is as good as any. Win the game, settle down. If that happens, they're up two right now.
Right.
With Scooble on Thursday, a chance to go up three in the final series.
Scooble Tuesday.
Days are all screwed up. Yeah, Tuesday for Scooble. The next game for them is Scooble. All of a sudden, things change quickly.
Right.
And there, you could point to any number of little things along the way here. If they had won one here or won one here or won one there. But is it a talent issue? Do they not have enough talent?
I think it's this total collapse is on the players. Like, they should be doing better. They are in a slump. A lot of guys are better than this. But big picture-wise, had Harris done a thing or two, you'd be looking at something different. Like, Suarez has a bad batting average, but he's hit some home runs. I mean, that's what wins you a tight game. It's so frustrating. I can't believe we're sitting here in this position. Like, I am, the fact that it's this quick too. Like, they're already in jeopardy a week left. You know what I'm saying? If this thing was going to play out like a week ago when we started, oh no, we're tiptoeing towards
five
the cliff,
and a half games.
Yeah. It wouldn't be so soon.
Drastic.
It's kind of like how the Tigers clinched last year. Remember? They actually went 31-11, and they lost the last two.
And Minnesota absolutely fell apart.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if this collapse plays out the way it is, it's more dramatic than even their route to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Well,
it's the biggest... Okay, so this is the deal. It'll tie for the biggest divisional collapse in baseball history. That's the 78 Red Sox collapse. But it will be the biggest comeback ever, 15 and a half games for the Guardians. Because the 14-game collapse is the Tigers were leading the Royals by 14. The Guardians were 15 and a half back at that time.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, the Tigers didn't win the division last year with that miraculous comeback. The Guardians are set to do that. Tech says, Costa, you're crazy. You act like they would have been way better if they made a couple deadline deals. We're not losing games by a run. We're getting crushed every game and in different ways. You can't look at this and tell me, a more proactive deadline doesn't give them two or three more wins, which suddenly puts a first round bye back on the table and Scooble twice in a 5-game series. Like, I just hate the people who want to justify not doing anything. Because we saw it both sides.
Sure, it's possible it could have given them two or three. It's likely they would have gotten two or three more wins, and it's a different conversation. But we don't know. Maybe the collapse would have been just as bad.
And I don't know who sent this ticket text, but it's like the water carrying that we heard before the deadline. When they were winning, it was, where would you play anybody? They can't possibly add. And then they went on the losing skid, and it was, well, they're not good enough. They shouldn't possibly add. So is the answer they just should never add? Because I feel like there's a lot of people in this fan base that want to defend what they do no matter what, and it's becoming the indefensible. They miss out on the playoffs entirely. I don't know how you make that argument. It's 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.